talking with Coach Lauren Robinson here for Scott City Volleyball, and Coach has stepped down as head volleyball coach, and three seasons as head coach, and also several other years as an assistant for the program here, and being an alumnus as well. So you've put a lot of time over years as a student athlete and also as a coach. But you look back here and the timing of your resignation, what was kind of the purpose behind the resignation?
You know, I love the program. I've loved the program since I was, you know, like you said, an athlete on the team. And then I came back after school and coached at the middle school level and then worked my way up, coached JV for several years and then became the varsity coach. And I guess I want the program to move forward. I want to have the ability to for them to find a good coach that'll fit the position and be willing to bring some new ideas and into the program and maybe into the community and continue building a program for the volleyball team.
Well, you've had a pretty big impact here 3 years. Your first year was a pretty big year. You guys a couple points away from headed to state there, a very talented group there, and then kind of had last 2 years, you've really had a pretty young teams overall in general, but I mean, as a head coach, you had to love what you saw with the improvements, even from last year and even throughout this year.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like you said, our first year was extremely successful, and sometimes you can't measure the success of your season based off of wins or losses. There's a lot that goes in behind the scenes. You know, of course, everybody wants to win, but that's not what truly marks a successful season. Last year, we were really young, really inexperienced. After graduating six seniors, you know, it took us a long time to kind of get in the groove of things. And we were really inconsistent last year. This year started off a little inconsistent. We continued being inconsistent throughout the year, but the growth that we showed this year from the start to the finish, I was extremely proud of the girls for continuing to work hard. And we changed a lot of things up this year as far as some of our offensive things that we wanted to run and having our libero take the second ball. That way we still present three hitters on the front row. And our girls responded really well to those new ideas.
What are some of your favorite takeaways being the head coach the last 3 years?
Well, the reason I'm in education and coaching is the relationship with the kids, and I still have a very strong bond relationship with most of my players, especially the seniors that have graduated through the program. There were some very, very high highs as far as competition goes. I think, you know, my first year as head coach, when we went down to that Hayes High tournament, the Maroon and Gold tournament, we took, I believe, second place in that tournament behind a strong Olathe West team, and that was definitely a high for us. Beating TMP in that tournament and during that season was a high. And there were other highs throughout the season, but the relationship with the girls, the team chemistry, that bond that you form as a coach and a player is probably my favorite takeaway and what I'll miss the most.
Well, with that being said, you take a look at it here, kind of what's next for you?
You know, I am going to kind of enjoy some time off. I'm going to still coach volleyball this winter for Southwest Pursuit Club down in Garden. I have a commitment to them that I'm going to fulfill this winter. And, I still will want to find a way to be involved in volleyball in some way or another. I love the game. I'm passionate about it. So maybe some officiating or something down the road. I enjoyed my time here at Scott City as far as coaching goes, and appreciate the admin for their support and giving me an opportunity to step into that role.
Well, as always, thanks for everything, Coach, and it's been a joy following your career here last few years here and following your team as well, and I guess we'll see you around.
Yeah, we always appreciate your support too, Adam. You do a good job of supporting all the teams equally, and we appreciate that. So thank you.